Thank you, Gerald. My name's Ted Eldridge. I'm the current general manager of WRTI for as long as the powers that be here at Temple want that to happen. But I am sitting in some very illustrious company this afternoon. John Roberts, who is the founder of WRTI, sitting here at the table with us. And
Jerry Klein.
Jerry Klein. I was going to say Jeff, because Jeff Ash was here earlier. That's why. Mm-hmm. Jerry Klein and Mike
Muterick.
Muterick, who were back in the Thomas Hall days of WRTI and didn't work in Annenberg Hall, where the station is located now.
I did one year. Yeah. I was the last student station manager of WRTI FM, and I had the privilege of presiding over the opening of this building and this new studios of WRTI, and that was on October 14th, 1968. We had a little opening ceremony before we began our broadcast day. So it's interesting to note that although we talk about the 40th anniversary of WRTI FM, WRTI actually goes back further to
1948.
Yeah. So we're actually celebrating the 45th anniversary of WRTI.
Yeah. So quite a momentous occasion, and a couple of very important people in the life of Philadelphia these days, namely Mayor Ed Rendell and City Council President John Street, have seen fit to honor the occasion, and we're going to let John Roberts do the honors first. Mayor Rendell is the smart one in this whole bunch. He's down at the shore enjoying a little vacation after all of the Welcome America events, so could not be with us this weekend, but John is going to do the honors and read the mayor's proclamation.
I'd like to do that, actually.
Would help if I turned your mic on, too. There we go.
Now I'll repeat that. I'm glad to do that because I've heard Mayor Rendell give several citations in the last week, I guess, and so this man is about as busy as can be, but he certainly has found time to pay honor to WRTI, and I'm glad to read it. This is a proclamation by the Edward G. Rendell, the mayor of Philadelphia, and it begins by saying, Temple University Public Radio. WRTI began broadcasting on July 9th, 1953, 40 years ago yesterday. Under the arm of Temple University in 1986, WRTI increased power, added professional staff, and obtained Corporation for Public Broadcasting certification. WRTI provides an important service to the city of Philadelphia and the surrounding area as the only all-jazz public radio station serving over 300,000 listeners per week with a full range of services including public affairs, programming, shadow traffic, weather, and highlighting America's classical music, jazz, 24 hours a day. And therefore, I, Edward G. Rendell, Mayor of the City of Philadelphia, do hereby proclaim Friday, July 9th, 1993, as WRTI Day in Philadelphia, and urge all citizens to join in saluting Temple University's public radio for four decades of broadcasting and continuous service to the community.
That's John Roberts with his Ed Rendell imitation. Very good. Thank you, John.